Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Everybody, time for the Corlin Economics Report. Opinions on political issues that are going on as we speak in the world today. We get over 100 comments typically. Our listeners' opinions on each one of the segments or each one of the daily editorials that we do during the week. We're going to start out the show. We're going to talk about a little bit about what's going on economically in America today. Jimmy, you're pretty up on this stuff. We talked about it before the show off mic. You're very, very skookum on it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so we had over, you know, this last week, just before the election, we had this dip in the year over year, or the, you know, inflation rate from a expected 8% to a 7.7%. And that lifted the markets for a period of time. It, you know, we saw a little bit of an increase there. We saw some good numbers come out of the markets.
It was very short-lived, though.
Exactly. And the reason why, when you dig a little deeper into the inflation numbers, you realize there's some real problems out there for the average American.
You bet.
So let's take a quick look at it. So when you get down to looking at those numbers, remember, from 8.2 from the previous month down to a 7.7, and you know, the anticipation was the Fed may relinquish some of its inflationary efforts by raising rates. We're already, you know, at some very serious highs from a long period of time. The decline in the inflation rate actually was driven mostly by, quote, necessities. Now, necessities include things like smartphones, which prices were down 22.9%. The televisions, which were down 16.5%. And entrance to sporting games events, down 17.7%. So those are kind of, you know, when you say necessities, are they really necessities?
They're somewhat irrelevant, in my opinion.
But they really dropped the percentage rate down. But let's look at things that are really important, like, quote, staples. Food at work and school, 95.2% rise.
Wow.
Eggs, 43%. Butter, 33.6%. Car insurance, 12.9%. So when you look deeper, and these are from Bureau of Labor and Statistics, when you look deeper into this inflation reduction that came out from this last month, this last reporting period, it really isn't affecting our quality of life. It's just those, quote, necessities that have really dropped down, which is a really misnomer, I think, from just things that not needed, but things you
want. Smartphones and admission to sporting events, those are considered necessities?
That's in the statistics.
Not quite.
Yeah. So here you've got, according to Bureau of Labor and Statistics, a 12.4% increase for food year over year. Shelter up 6.9%. Energy at 7.6%, and heating oil year over year 68.5%.
Just wait until the winter months. Boy, you're going to hear some complaining out of the colder parts of America.
You bet. And we haven't actually even seen the real effects of reduction in oil production and gas production.
Yeah.
Based on the policies that the current administration in the United States are putting out to reduce U.S. domestic production, we haven't even seen the full effect of those policies in conjunction with the shutdowns in Europe and the problems with the Ukrainian war. So basically, some of the other numbers that are just staggering right now, the 1 in 6 households are behind in their utilities bills right now. $25 billion in new debt in September. So credit card and home, you know, debt, homeowner debt, you know, new mortgages is down, but credit card numbers are way up. So you're getting a significant problem with debt as we're going into a reduction, a probable reduction in GDP growth that could be real disastrous for markets over time.
It definitely can.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's some other, you know, just out today were the housing numbers. 5.9% in September reduction in existing home sales. I'm sorry, 5.9%. And that's a year-over-year 28.4% decrease in existing home sales.
Well, that's obviously due to the mortgage rates coming down, which is a necessity to keep the housing market going. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, rents are up, shelters up, you know, all these different things are up that your quality of life depends on. But those external factors that, you know, you probably don't need to go out and get your brand new smartphone right now, the prices are dropping. Yeah. Maybe that's what you want to do. But the problem is for those, again, those people that are on the lowest margins, that are living day to day, paycheck to paycheck, month by month to month, they're having a very difficult time. And this is not going to get better for them. So,
No. Yeah.
And as long as we have this type of, you know, the fundamental driver being, you know, energy prices, for that hit transportation, distribution, development, actually production of petroleum-based products, we're going to see serious, serious problems over a period of time.
Well, I got to tell you, inflation is something that's eventually going to kill Mr. and Mrs. Average America. There's no question whatsoever about that. And I think you're going to see that inflation in the 24 election is going to have a major, major impact, particularly on the presidential race, Jim. I really do. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. I think that, you know, I think the quality of life and the challenges that this administration has somehow avoided with this midterm election and some, you know, crazy, crazy voting patterns.
Yeah.
We're going to see a very different potential outcome for the U.S. In 2024. Very interesting to see how that's going to spin, where it's going to go from here. But there's nothing that's being changed by this administration that's going to actually, in the short term, reduce some of these pressures on energy and costs, especially for food and basic, you know, staples.
Well, I got to tell you, the optimistic thing about what you just said, though, is, you know, the pendulum has a tendency in America, or any country for that matter, to swing both ways. And I think that if a new administration gets in 24, which I think it probably will, or looking at it another way, you know, to keep some of our Democratic listeners happy, if the administration gets a little more tight about making the economy work for the average person, the pendulum will swing back eventually, and I predict it's going to happen after 24.
Yeah, let's pray it does, because the United States is losing power absolutely rapidly. One big problem we have is the Democrats are going to pass another budget in their lame duck session right now. That's going to hurt us again for another year, I think.
Predictions, Jim, on that one. We got about a minute.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very tough road for the Democratic Party after January, when the new House is seated. Very minimal numbers there of Republican domination, but enough to actually stifle the administration's plans.
Yeah.
And of course, it's going to be very close in the Senate. So we'll see what happens. But my guess is the Democrats right now are going to push through a budget. They're going to get that budget through as many payoffs as they possibly can. And then it's going to be an all-out fight for the next 2 years on in almost every aspect of what we're doing, including, you know, continuing to fund billions to Ukraine.
Yeah.
A lot of these questions got to change.
Real quick, Jimmy, do you think a new budget would have a tendency to perhaps go a little bit in the direction of solving the problem? We got to take a break, so I want you to keep that in mind, and let's answer that question at the beginning of the next segment. We're going to be discussing the FTX debacle and its major, major fallout. Stick around. Mm-hmm.